بسم الله والحمد لله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. أما بعد، هذا الكتاب شرح أصول السنة الإمام أحمد بن حنبل محمد بن حنبل في العقيدة الإسلامية ومنهج أهل السنة والجماعة وكتب الأسيس القديم قديمة الأصيلة هي أساس كل الجديد يبنى على القديم. إذا كان في جديد نأخذ من هؤلاء السابقين ومعهم الأدلة، لا نتبع الإمام تقليدا إنما نتبعه على الكتاب والسنة فقه سلف الأمة، وهذا امتداد سنة الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام. كل شيء مضمون، كل شيء صحيح، الحمد لله. نعيش ونمشي ونقف على أرض صلبة من التوحيد والمنهج إن شاء الله. يقول مقدمة الشيخ ربيع بن هادي مدخلي الشارح: إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى اله وصحبه وسلم وازواجه كذلك. اما بعد، فان العقيده الاسلاميه التي جاءت بها الرسالات كلها هي منزله عظيمه في الاسلام، اذ هي اصل الاسلام وهي مقياس صحيح الدين من فاسده. ما بها الرسالات وهي امتداد للرسالات، ونحن مسؤولون عن رسالة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، لسنا مسؤولون عن الرسالات السابقة، ونعرف أنها كلها أساسها التوحيد، ولكن الشرائع قد اختلفت. وربنا يسألنا عن الكتاب الذي أنزل والنبي الذي أرسل، فنكمل هذا ونركز عليه. نؤمن بكل الكتب، كل الرسل، ولكن نركز على القرآن العظيم وسنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى الرسول محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى، after praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending the salat and the taslim upon the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, his family members and companions, he says, so inshallah ta'ala, at this present moment, we began the explanation of the foundations of the Sunnah of Al-Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala, Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah, this book that is a book of the correct creed, the sound creed, sound Islamic creed. And by the explanation of Shaykh Rabi' ibn Hadi hafidahullah ta'ala, so the foundation of the Sunnah of Imam Ahmad is the foundation which laid out the minhaj of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the methodology of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. The Shaykh Hafidah Ta'ala, or beloved Shaykh Hassan Hafidah Allah, he says, the old books that was written by the great scholars is the foundation of the contemporary and new books. Every new book has to be built upon that which is found in the old books of Aqeedah, of course, with the Adillah, with the proofs from the Quran and the Sunnah. He says, we do not blindly follow an Imam, but rather we follow the Imam in what he says with the Adillah from the book and the Sunnah. And if we give precedence to this matter, following the Adillah, then inshallah ta'ala, this is a continuation to that which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was upon, to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So therefore, if he wants to be upon the correct thing, if he wants the foundation to be solid and strong, then we have to follow that which the ancient books were upon, since they build what they have in their books upon the dalil. He says, in the muqaddimah, in the introduction of this explanation by Shaykh Rabi' hafidhahu ta'ala, after praising Allah and asking his forgiveness and this and that, he said, to proceed, indeed, the Islamic creed that all of the messages came with have a great importance in Islam. because it is the foundation of Islam, and it is the correct scale to know that the person is upon the correct religion or his religion is corrupt. The Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, he says, yes, because this, what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought, he is continuation to what the previous prophets and messengers they brought from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as for us, we're going to be asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pertaining to the book that Allah was revealed to us and this, the prophet that he was sent to us, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We're not going to be asked about the previous prophets and messengers, nor are we going to be asked about their previous messages or their books. Naam, we believe in the books and the prophets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent. But rather,
قبل التحريف. قبل التحريف.
Now the Shaykh has just added a very important condition. We believe in the books and the messages, but before they were distorted. Not those books that they were distorted and altered and changed, but those books that before alterations was applied to them. So therefore we actually focus. We believe in them, but we focus on the book that our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam received from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The message of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that its foundation is the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
قوله في هذا الفقرة السابقة على عقيدة وهي منزلة هي منزلة عظيمة في الإسلام اللي هي أصل الإسلام. والذي لم يعرف الأصل لا يعرف الدين. أكثر الناس لا يعرفون هذا. أكثر الناس المسلمين لا يعرفون هذا ولا يقرؤونه ولا يبحثوا فيه. كل يأخذ الدين بالتقليد للآباء والأجداد. يأخذ من الأشياخ تقليدا لهم. لكن يأخذ الأصل لا من كتب يقرؤونه قليل إلا أمثالكم جزاكم الله خيرا. مقياس تحريح الدين بس هي المقياس هي الميزان. بتاع الدين صحيح أو غير صحيح. ومن هنا أهتم علماء الإسلام علماء السنة والجماعة ببيان هذه العقيدة وشرحها والدعوة إليها والرد عنها الدفاع عنها يعني. وألفوا في ذلك مؤلفات وضمنوا كثيرا منها في تناول المؤلفات. يعني مؤلفات فيها عقيدة صرفة أو عقيدة مع غيرها بس إيه طبعا سبيل الشرح أو البيان. ليست عقيدة إلا واحدة بس لا نزيد فيها ولا ننقص. أركان الإيمان ست إجمال وتفصيل كتب فيها أهل العلم بالآيات والحديث نأخذ لا نزيد ولا ننقص. بالأصل من الشرح ممكن يشرح للناس.
So the Shaykh said حفظه الله تعالى, he went to the same paragraph of Shaykh Rabi' حفظه الله, the first paragraph. He said when he says that the Aqidah, the sound creed, is the asal of the Islam, is the foundation that Islam is built upon. He says, Subhanallah, if this is the case, what about those who don't know their aqidah? If this is the foundation of the religion, there are people, he says, and many of them, many, actually the majority of the people, do not know this reality, that the aqidah is the foundation of Islam. They don't search for it. They don't try their best to learn about the creed of Islam. They don't search for it. Rather, they take it blindly from the surrounding area that they're in, what the people are upon, from some of the mashayikh. They blindly follow some mashayikh. He says, as for those who really search for the proper aqidah and the correct aqidah from its proper sources, are few. Those who study in gatherings of knowledge like you, for example, barakallahu fikum. The Shaykh says, so therefore the creed is the scale that you use. Based on how sound the creed, then the deen will be sound. And if the aqidah is corrupt, the religion will be corrupt as well. Then he went to continue reading the explanation of Shaykh Rabi' Hafidhahu Ta'ala when he says, and from this you find that the scholars of Al-Islam, they give a great importance to this, the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, by making clear this creed, by explaining it and calling the people to it, and by protecting it and defending it. And in this regard, they have compiled and written many, many books, many volumes, which comprise the aqidah and many points of aqeedah in this volumes. The Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, he says, they mentioned the aqeedah, and they have different books of aqeedah, different explanations of the points of aqeedah, but keep in mind the aqeedah is one. The aqeedah of the Muslim is one, and a person should not add anything to it or take anything from it. For example, the same thing, the arkan al-Islam, the pillars of Islam are six. You cannot add anything to them.
Iman.
No. The arkan al-Iman, the pillars of Iman, they are six, for instance. The Shaykh gave an example. You do not add anything to them or take anything away from them, but the ulama, they give explanations, alhamdulillah, to make this matter, which is very, very important for the religion of a Muslim, rather it is the foundation, to be clear.
وقد أنفت في ذلك الكتب الصغيرة أو الكبيرة فمؤلفات السنة لعبد الله بن أحمد في هذا المجال ابن الشيخ من الإمام أحمد ابنه عبد الله والسنة للخلاج من علمة السنة والشريعة الآجوري من علمة السنة تعرف الأسماء دي تفرح بها وقرأت كتاب لها تقول هذا سلفي وشرح عتوس اعتقاد أن السنة لا لكائش والإبانتين الصغرى والكبرى للنبطة وغير ذلك المؤلفات التي تمت بالعقيدة لأن هؤلاء الأجلاء منزلتها ومكانتها وأن منحرف بشيء منها أو في أصل من أصولها على خطر أن ينحرف عنها ويسيب أشياء ويحط أشياء من عنده ويضع أشياء ويلقى أشياء ما لا يذكرها لا يبقى أنا علم ناقص يبقى إيمان ناقص خطأ قد يكون لذلك انحراف كفرة قد يكون بدعة وضلالة قد يكون من انحرف الإنسان على هذا الطريق قد يصل إلى حاجات خطيرة من غضب الله عليه إن هو لم يرجع ولا تقول فليحذر الذين يخالفون عن أمره أن تصيبهم فتنة وثم عذاب أليم قالوا فتنة الشرك شرك يعني إزاي شرك الطاعة يسمع كلام ناس ليس بدليل أطاع الناس وخالف النص فنس وراءهم كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حينما دخل عليه عدي بن حاتم يقول اتخذوا أحبار في قراءة الآية اتخذوا أحبارهم وربانهم أربابا من دون الله قال ابن حاتم عدي بن حاتم رضي الله عنه بأن أسلم بعد ذلك ما عبدناهم قال أليس يحلون الحرام فتحلونه حلون الحرام فتحرمونه قال افتك عبادتكم تسيب طاعة الله والرسول تمشي وطاعة الناس التانيين حتى ولدك حتى ولدك أبوك وأمك لا تطعمها في المخالفات
الشيخ حفظه تعالى he continued by reading the explanation of our beloved Shaykh Rabi' ibn Hadi al-Madkhali حفظه الله He says, and these books, actually books, small books and big volumes, they were compiled and written in making clear the foundation of the Sunnah, which is the correct creed that every Muslim should be upon. And then he began to give some examples of this of these books, like the book of As-Sunnah, of Al-Imam Abdullah ibn Ahmed. He says he's the Imam, the son of Imam Ahmad. As-Sunnah of Al-Khalal, Imam from A'immat As-Sunnah. As-Sharia of Al-Ajurri, Imam from the A'immat of the A'imma of the Sunnah. Sharh Usul I'tiqad Ahl As-Sunnah, Lalikai, Al-Ibanatayn Ibn Batta. The Shaykh, he says, Shaykh our beloved Shaykh, Shaykh Hassan, says, Subhanallah, you hear these names and you see them and you bring joy to your hearts. Just by reading these names and hearing these names, that bring joy to your hearts. And that's one thing. The second benefit, you know that the writer of this book is a Salafi upon the way of the Salaf. Because he brings the asma of the people of the Salaf.
إنهم السبب في إنقاذنا ومعرفتنا الحق.
The Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, he says, because through them, through what they have left for us, this correct aqidah, alhamdulillah, many of us, we are saved from dalal and from misguidance. Shaykh Rabi' Hafidhahullah Ta'ala says, and many other, these are only some examples. These many books, they have shed the light on the importance of the creed. So because of the knowledge of these great scholars, of the importance and the makana and the status of the aqidah, And the one who deviates from it completely, or in any details of it, or any a foundation from its foundation, he's upon a great danger. That person is upon a great danger. He says, how is that? A person will act upon something that is not a part of this aqidah, and he be upon, subject himself to a great danger, to the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah says in the Quran, warn those who oppose his command, meaning the command of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that a fitna will afflict them, or a severe punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Shaykh says the fitna here, this trial and tribulation, is shirk, the shirk of obedience. How you understand this? They obey people instead to obey Allah. They obey people without a dalil, without a proof, in opposition to the text that came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he mentioned the example of Adi ibn Hatim, when he heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam reciting the ayats that the Jews and the Christians, they took their rabbis and their priests as gods beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he says he was a kafir. He says, no, we didn't worship them. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he made clear to him how they worshiped them. He said, didn't they make lawful for you what Allah has made unlawful, and you follow them in that? And they made unlawful for you what Allah made lawful, and you follow them in that? That's how you worship them. So the Shaykh said, these are people, they obey others in a manner that leads to disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Shaykh says, do not do this. Do not, even if the person who is in question is your father or your mother. And then he continued by saying that Shaykh Rabi'ah wa ta'ala, he says, this deviation that certain people, they find themselves on, if they do not follow some of the aspects of this aqidah, or some of the usul and the fundamentals on it, it may lead them to disbelief, wal'iyadu billah. Or it may be on a type of a bid'ah, innovation and misguidance, and it may be this or it may be that.
من هنا يجب على طلاب العلم أن يهتموا بدراسة هذه العقيدة والأصول التي قامت عليها. طلاب العلم لازم، وأنت كنت طالب علم يا عالم يا متعلم، ومن ما يكون بعد ذلك الجهل والضياع. فلازم تكون عالم أو متعلم، إن تكون عالم كن متعلم. طلاب العلم أمثالكم أمثالنا يهتم بدراسة هذه العقيدة والأصول التي قامت عليها، لابد يدرسوها ولم يفتر إن شاء الله. ولعلكم تعلمون أيضا أن البخاري قد أورد في الصحيح كتاب الإيمان، كتاب الاعتصام، كتاب التوحيد، هذه كلها عناية بالعقيدة وأصول الإسلام. كذلك أبو داود في كتاب السنة، من كتاب السنن في آخر الكتاب، مرب السنة العقيدة والمنهج. ومسلم عقيدة، ما العقيدة؟ أركان الإيمان، الإيمان والتفصيل. أن تؤمن بالله، كل واحد يؤمن بالله، والنصراني واليهود يقول لك الله خلق، الله رزاق، الله خلقنا، الله يدبر الكون، ولكنه يكفر بالتوحيد. فهذا يخلص الدين لله، لا يوحد ربه التوحيد الذي جاء في القرآن والسنة. فيعترف بأن الله رزق خالق ورزاق، ولكنه لا يعترف به إلها لا أحد غيره سبحانه وتعالى، معبود بحق إلا هو سبحانه وتعالى، لا يؤمن بذلك اليهودي والنصراني. والمرب السنة هنا بالعقيدة، بالسنة العقيدة من العقيدة. والمنهج أن تعرف أنك في معتزلة مسلمين ومنحرفين، في خوارج مسلمين ومنحرفين، في مرجعة مسلمين منحرفين، في قدرية مسلمين منحرفين، ومن تفرع منهم، مع من أنت؟ أنت معتزلي ولا خارجي ولا مرجئ ولا قدري؟ قل لي، لا أنا من أهل السنة، لست مع هذا ولا هذا، أنا مع السنة، مع الصحابة رضي الله عنهم.
So the Shaykh Habib Ta'ala, he continued reading, and the Shaykh Rabi'ah Habib Ta'ala, as the Shaykh, he reads the statement of our noble Shaykh Rabi'ah Habib Allah, and he gives a comment, alhamdulillah, and he gives some additions, jazakallahu khairan. He says, so from this, it is incumbent upon the students of knowledge to give a great importance in studying this creed, the Aqidah, and the foundations that it is established upon. The Shaykh says, Naam, you got to choose what category you find yourself in. Whether you be a scholar who has knowledge or somebody who's learning. After these two is ignorance and lost. Ain't no other thing. Whether you be a alim or someone who's still learning. He says, so therefore it is very important for us, the students of knowledge, like you and myself, the Shaykh, he says that we give much importance to this creed and we study it. Alhamdulillah, Allah has made it easy for us these days to get hands on the thing that will help us to study and understand correctly the proper creed. Shaykh Rabi Hafiz Ta'ala, he says, and perhaps you have knowledge also that Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala has mentioned and included his Sahih, Kitab al-Iman, the chapter of Iman, the chapter of I'tisam, holding firm to the Book of Sunnah, the chapter of Tawheed, Islamic monotheism. All of these chapters, they show clearly the importance of the Aqidah and the foundations of Islam. Shaykh Rabi Hafiz Ta'ala continued, likewise Abu Dawood in his Book of Sunnah, from his book, the Sunan of Abu Dawood, in the end of his book. And then Shaykh Rabi Hafiz Ta'ala, he says, and what is intended by Sunnah here is the creed and the minhaj and the methodology. And then the Shaykh Hafiz Ta'ala, he elaborates on these two terms, the creed and the methodology. He says the creed is which consists of the pillars of Iman and the pillars of Islam. He says, because it's not enough to just person believe that Allah is the creator, Allah is the disposer of affairs, Allah sustain and maintain his creatures. Even the Christians, they believe in this. If you ask a Christian, he will say, yes, Allah creates and this and that. But their problem is, they do not single out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in worship by having worship purely and sincerely for him alone. Because no one deserves to be worshipped except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَا مَعْبُودَ بِحَقٍ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. So therefore, it's not enough for a person just to recognize that Allah is the creator, the provider, the sustainer, the disposer of affairs, unless and until they devote all actions of worship purely and sincerely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone with no partners. And as for the minhaj, how do you understand the minhaj, the methodology? Why and how important the minhaj in for you, a Muslim? Because there is Mu'tazila. There is a deviant sect, they're called Mu'tazila. They're Muslims, but they deviate and they deviant. Like the other sect, Khawarij, Muslims, but they deviant Muslims. The Murji'a, another group, they're Muslims, but they deviant. Another group, the Qadariya, they're Muslims, yet also they deviant. And you add to this group, main groups, whatever branches out from them.
Alhamdulillah.
From the sects and the groups of innovations and innovators. Now the Shaykh says, after we mentioned this, which group you with? Huh? Are you Khariji? Are you Mu'tazili with Mu'tazila? Or you tell me you're upon the way of the Murji'a or the Qadariya? La. You got to be upon the Sunnah. You need to know clearly who you with. You got to be with the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. You cannot be with this person, but rather you have to be with the Sunnah upon the understanding of the companions, Ridwanullahi alayhim.
وفي البخاري ذكر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أمر أمورا عن الخوارج. قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: يحقر أحدكم صلاته إلى صلاتهم. يقرؤون القرآن لو جاوز حناجرهم. يمرقون من الدين كما يمرق السهم من الرمية. يعني يقرؤون القرآن كثير ولكن لا يفقهون. يمرقون من الدين يقتلون المسلمين. يقوم قتل المسلمين كما قتلوا ودخلوا في مقتل عثمان رضي الله عنه. وقتلوا علي رضي الله عنه. قتلوا كثير من المسلمين. ويصلوا ويصوموا وعندهم عبادات ولكنهم يمرقون من الدين لعدم فقههم وانحرافهم عن فهم السلف الصالح.
So the Shaykh ta'ala, he said, Imam al-Bukhari rahimahu ta'ala in his book mentioned narrations, brought narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In those narrations, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us a lot about the Khawarij. this deviant group, the Khawarij. From that, he says to the companions, one of you will belittle his salat to their salat, and his recitation, your recitation to theirs. But they recite the Quran, the Khawarij, a lot, but it doesn't pass their throat. And they pass and exit the deen the same way the arrow passed through the prey. The Shaykh, he says, the Khawarij, they were known with this. They read a lot of Quran, but without clear and correct understanding. So they didn't have the correct understanding of the Sahaba, they killed Muslims. Now, that's what led them to kill Muslims. Their corrupt understanding of the text of the Quran. Naam, they killed Uthman radiallahu anhu. They killed Ali radiallahu anhu. And they killed, the Khawarij killed many of the Muslims. Keep in mind now, these people who are talking about the Khawarij, they pray, ahwan, they perform prayers, they fast, they have actions of worship, but where did they go wrong? Now they didn't have the correct understanding. They deviated away from the correct understanding of the Salaf al-Salih.
وَلَا تَعْجَبْ يَا أَخِي فَإِنَّ فِيهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ طَرِيقِهِمْ بَعْضُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فِي بَعْضِ بِلَادِ الْإِسْلَامِ قَتَلُوا كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْأَبْرِيَاءِ ويقول أن كل من يتعاون مع الدولة فهو كافر، فقتلوا دعاء من الرجال والنساء والأطفال في بلاد الإسلام مسلمون قتلوهم من هؤلاء الخوارج.
He says, now don't be amazed at what we're saying here. Now, until this time, there are people who are still emulating the example of the Khawarij, following their footsteps. Now, in some of the Muslim lands and the Muslim countries, there are people who follow in the same way of the Khawarij of then. And they kill many of the Muslims. They kill many of the innocent Muslims. They say, for instance, the Khawarij says, anyone who works for the government or the like, he's a kafir, he's a disbeliever, wal-iyadu billah. And this is how they make lawful the blood of the Muslims.
Because the governments are kafir.
Aina. The Shaykh, he just added, he says, because they deem the government in that Muslim country to be disbelievers.
Muslim, كتاب الإيمان يلتقي مع هذه الكتابات في العقيدة لأهميتها. يبقى البخاري كتب في العقيدة أبوابا، أبو داود في كتاب السنة، ومسلم كتاب الإيمان. كل هؤلاء الأئمة كتبوا في العقيدة لأهميتها. ومن الرسائل المختصرة التي ألفت لبيان العقيدة هذا الكتاب الذي ألفه الإمام أحمد رحمه الله من أهل السنة والجماعة، ذلك الإمام الجبل العظيم. جبل ليه؟ لأنه قوي أو ثابت في العلم، يعني العلم والدين. جبل، هو جبل كالجبل، ثابت وقوي العظيم. جبل السنة والإيمان والزهد، إيمان وزهد وسنة ورع، هي كان مقياسا ومحنة يتميز به الحق والسنة من البدع والضلالة. ما مقياس يعني هو مقياس المؤمنين، إيمان يمشون وراءه على الكتاب والسنة، لا تقليدا لكن اتباعا. ومحنة امتحان، هل تحب أحمد أو تكرهه؟ امتحنت في ذلك. فالمؤمن يحبه لأن دافع عن السنة، وقف كالجبل الشامخ في سبيل الدفاع عن السنة الحق والسنة من أهل البدعة. تعرف نفسك من أهل السنة إذا أحببت إمام أحمد وقلت الحق عنه، وإذا كان يكرهه فمن أهل البدعة، لأن إمام أحمد حياته كلها دفاع عن السنة وعن الدين.
إن الشيخ حفظه تعالى يساز Imam Muslim also in his, he has a book of al-Iman, which he agreed with what the other a'imma has mentioned in their books as pertaining to the importance of the creed, the Islamic creed. The Shaykh Hafiz Allah, so Imam al-Bukhari ta'ala, he has chapters on aqidah in his sahih. Imam Abu Dawood, he has the chapter of sunnah in his sunan. And Imam Muslim, he has the book of iman in his sahih. Shaykh Rabi' Hafiz Ta'ala, he says, and from the books, summarized books that were compiled to make clear the correct creed, an Islamic creed, this book. This book we have meaning the foundation of the Sunnah. There is that was written by Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, the Imam of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. That Imam, he resembles a great mountain. The Shaykh Hassan Hafiz Ali says, Shaykh Rabi'a said that he resembles a great mountain. He is a great mountain because he was thabit, he was strong and firm in knowledge and upon the Sunnah. Because a mountain is firm on earth and strong. Likewise, Imam Ahmad, he was a mountain in the Sunnah, firm upon the Sunnah, strong upon the Sunnah. As Shaykh Rabi'i says, Jabalus Sunnah. He is a mountain when he comes to applying the Sunnah. An Iman, Zuhud, Wara, living matters, even they may be permissible, but he living for the sake of Allah. He says, Imam Ahmad, rahimahu ta'ala, he was actually an example, a test that distinguished between the people of the truth, the people of Sunnah, from the people of innovation and misguidance. The Shaykh Hassan Hafizahullah Ta'ala, he says, yes, Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala, what make him in this position? A mountain upon the Sunnah, a mountain in Iman, actually an example that the people they use, because he was firm upon the Sunnah. So much so, he says, that if somebody loved him, that's an indication that person loved the Sunnah. If somebody hates Imam Ahmad, that's an indication that person is upon bid'ah and innovation. He says, we're saying this and we're not blindly following Imam Ahmad, but rather Imam Ahmad established the points based on the proof, based on the adillah. So therefore, he is a test for the people. Naam.
هذا الكتيب 95 أو 94 أو 93 صفحة هو الشرح بغير الشرح حوالي 20 صفحة ألا تقرأه وتعلم منه؟ هذا صعب. إذا كان شيء صعب عليك تقرأ بالشرح. كتاب بالشرح أقل من 100 صفحة، يعني 94 صفحة. المتن نفسه هو أصل الكتاب أحمد بن حنبل رحمه الله 20 صفحة تقريبا، فهذا بسيط سهل. كما تقرأ كتابا في علمك كما تنظر في أي عمل من الأعمال يأخذ منك وقت، ولكن المسلمون يتقاعسون عن العلم، لذلك وصلوا إلى هذا التفرق في الدين.
الشيخ تعالى he continued by saying, This little book that we are trying now to get some benefit from and we're reading for you, it's some 95, 93, 94 pages with the explanation, actually, with the explanation of Sheikh Rabir. But just the book of Imam Ahmad, the foundation of the Sunnah, it's some 20 pages only. Don't you have time to read 20 pages? Is it difficult for you really to read a book 94 or 95 pages, less than 100 pages? No doubt this is very easy indeed, that you read this book that will enable you to learn the foundation of your religion, this book that contains mountains of knowledge. The Shaykh Harutana, he says, subhanAllah, you be doing other things with your time. Don't you read other books in your specialties, whatever degree you want to achieve, you read many books. A job that you do for your livelihood in the dunya take a lot of time from you. But when it comes to learning or reading a book that teaches about religion, all of a sudden you find many people are lazy. And that's why, and that's what brings about division amongst the Muslims.
كان أحمد رحمه الله محنة امتحان الذي ينال منه يدل على دلاله. يتكلم عليه بالسوء يبقى رجل دلاله. ما هو سني على حقيقة. وخبثه بلاه وخبث وشره الذي يتكلم بالسوء الإمام أحمد، لأنه كان مجاهدا ما تكلم إلا بالحق وعذب وأوذي بسبيل نشر الدين ورفع رواية الإسلام. فكيف يسب الناس بعض الناس الجهال ولا يأخذه بكلامه ولم يعظمه ويقدره يقدره كان يعلم كان يعلم الناس أنه من أهل السنة لأنه ما يعظم ويمجد أحمد غيره إلا من أجل هذه السنة. بعضهم ليه؟ لأن أهل السنة ليسوا شيخ طريقة ليسوا شيخ طريقة عشان نقدسوا ونسمع كلام صح وخطأ، لا، إنما هذا لأنه قام بالدفاع عن أصول الدين وضحى في سبيل ذلك بالغالي النفيس. وقال ولا نبل أحمد وثبت وتبوأ هذه المكانة وغيرك الشافعي ومالك والأوزاعي غفر الله لهم وغيرهم ما نبلوا ونبهوا في الأمة وعظموا فيها إلا تمسكهم بالسنة باحترامهم لها ودعوتهم إليها وجبهم عنها أي دفاعهم عنها.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى, he read that Shaykh Rabi'a حفظه الله تعالى, he says Imam Ahmad, he was a test for the people. That is the one who talked bad about Imam Ahmad. That is an indication and a proof that that person is misguided and he's a wicked and evil person. The Shaykh, he explained, he says, why? Because Imam Ahmad رحمه الله تعالى, he was a mujahid. He strove his entire life to preserve this, to protect the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, to make sure that the people be upon the truth. The Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala, he always speak upon with the truth. He always speak the truth. He was tortured and he was put into jails many times and tortures many times in defense of the truth and in the sunnah. So how a person like this really can a person abuse him or talk bad about him and the like, unless if they are people of evil indeed. Then the Shaykh Hafiz Ta'ala, he continued to read the statement of Imam Shaykh Rabi'. He says, Shaykh Rabi' Hafiz Ta'ala, he says, the one who respect Imam Ahmad and know his position and talk good about him, why? Because he knows that this Imam, Imam Ahmad, it was from the Imams of Ahlul Sunnah. The person respect Imam Ahmad and give him the makana and the position he deserved, or other than Imam Ahmad, for what reasons? For one thing, for the sunnah, he says. Naam. He said, this is why Imam Ahmad is mentioned in this way, and he's praised, and the Shaykh Rabi' is commanding the people to respect this Imam and the like of him, because he's a person upon the sunnah. Not the case for the Shaykh of some way and some Sufi tariqah that the people will listen to him regardless if he's right or he's wrong. No, this is not the case. This is not the case. Rather, Imam Ahmad rahimahu ta'ala, he sacrificed his life and many years in defending the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shaykh Rabi'a rahimahu ta'ala, he says, the secret behind what Imam Ahmad has achieved and this great makana that he has in the hearts of the Muslims and other than him, like the Imam al-Shafi'i, Imam Malik al-Awza'i, and other than them, why they get all this? Why they famous amongst the Ummah? Why the Ummah of the Muslims, they respect them? Because they were holding firm to the Sunnah. Because they respect, they have respect for the Sunnah. Because they spend their life calling to the Sunnah and defending the Sunnah.
فأعرف قدر السنة وأعرف أهلها وقدرهم والزموا غرزهم خليكم عام امسكوا فيهم امشوا وراءهم بالحق وترسموا خطاهم خطى وإنهم والله كانوا على هدى مستقيم على كتاب الله وعلى سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى طريقة الصحابة الكرام وعلى عصيم خلفاء الراشدون.
And then the Shaykh حفظه ta'ala, he read the statement of Shaykh Rabi'. He says, so therefore you should learn and know the value of the Sunnah, the position and the status of the Sunnah, and likewise you should know and learn the value and the right position of the people of Sunnah and follow their ways and follow their example. The Shaykh, he says, that which they left for us, this treasure, we should learn it, understand it correctly, and act upon it, put it to practice. Shaykh Rabi'a says, indeed, by Allah, they were upon a straight path, the path of the Book of Allah, and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, upon the way of the noble companions, and at the head of them, the rightly guided Khalifa Ridwanullahi Alayhi.
هذا
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
حطنا بقى جوال حطنا جوال الحدود دي عشان بخرج انا بسم الله والصلاة تعليكم بهذا ادرسوا هذا الكتيب الصغير الذي لعلنا نمر عليه بسرعة لأن هذا النظام الدورات عندهم دورات في السعودية ما ينبغي فيها التوسع طلاب علم يعني عاوزين ايه يفهموهم فكرة عامة وركزوا عليهم وهم يقرؤون بعد ذلك والمرور عليها يكفينا إن شاء الله مع بعض الملاحظات حسب المستطاع.
So the Sheikh Hafiz al-Ta'ala he says this book here we're talking about the foundation of the Sunnah is a very important book. We advise all of you to study it thoroughly and understand it and apply it. He says that we're not going to bring everything but inshallah ta'ala we're going to pass brush on this book inshallah ta'ala because in the like of a gatherings like this it's, we don't have a lot of time and it's not like when you have a regular class and you have the students coming every day, every week, for months. No, this is we're limited with the time. But what we're going to do, we're going to mention some points very important, bring you some comments, and you will do the homework. You will do your homework and expand by reading this book and the explanation, inshallah ta'ala.
أسأل الله أن يفقهنا في ديني ويثبتنا على صراط المستقيم ونجنبنا وإياكم سبل الهوى والضلال وأن ينفعنا بهذا الكتاب وغيره من كتب الإسلام ولا سيما كتب العقيدة عقيدة أهل السنة والجماعة.
الشيخ السادة يسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى to grant us firmness upon the deen, you and us. And may Allah grant us the correct understanding of the religion. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause us to be firm upon the straight path. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause us to be upon the path of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his companions, and make it easy for us and protect us from falling into the path of innovations and misguidance and corruption. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us to read and to study and to give great importance to the like of this book and other books that explains the creed of the Muslim and the foundation of his religion.
يقول أحمد بن حنبل رحمه الله في هذا الكتاب كتاب أصول السنة عندنا التمسك بما كان عليه أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خلافا لأهل البدع فإنما يتبعون أهواءهم يعني لا نسير وراء أهل البدع نسير وراء الصحابة وربنا يقول في القرآن سورة البقرة فإن آمنوا مثل ما آمنتم به فقد اهتدوا وإن تولوا إنهم في شقاق إنما هم في شقاق فسيكفيكهم الله وهو السميع العليم يعني هذا يقول ربنا في الآية بحض الناس أن يسيروا خلف الصحابة في هديهم الذي أخذوه من الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام وإن تولوا أعرضوا في شقاق تفرقون استققون ف فسيكفيكهم الله. الله يكفيك شر هؤلاء المتفرقين وتنجو بدينك الصحيح. هو السميع العليم.
الشيخ تعالى he says Imam Ahmad رحمه تعالى he began his book by saying the foundation of the sunnah with us is holding firm to that which the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were upon. Shaykh Rabi ta'ala, he says, and this is in opposition to the way of the people of innovations, because they follow their desires. Our beloved Shaykh Hassan ta'ala, his comment and explanation, he says, Naam, you follow the way of the companions, and you do not follow the way of the innovators and the people of innovation. Rather, we follow and emulate the example of the companions of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The companions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised them in the book. From that, Allah says, if they believe exactly in that which you believe in, they will be rightly guided. But if they turn away from that which you were upon, that will cause them to divide and split their ranks. Allah will suffice you, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Shaykh wa ta'ala, he says, in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inciting the believers to follow the guidance of the Sahaba. That was the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum, they were upon. They take from that which they take, because the Sahaba, they took from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they are upon the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But what if, the Shaykh said, what if certain people, they oppose this? That will lead them to division and chaos. But if you hold on firm to what the Sahaba were upon, Allah will suffice you and protect you from this. And you will be saved. And you will save your religion as well.
فيقول أصول السنة عندنا التمسك بما كان عليه أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خلافا لأهل البدع، فإنما يتبعون أهواءهم ويعتمدون على عقولهم الفاسدة، يستعمل العقل قياس، يترك النص ويمشي وراء العقل، أو يزعمون أنهم يعتمدون على لغة العرب. الذين يعرفون اللغة العربية يتلاعبوا بها، يجيبوا معاني غير معاني القرآن، يفسرون اللغة بتفاسير مخالفة تفسير آيات، فيفتنون الناس أو غيرها من القياسات الفاسدة.
الشيخ رحمه تعالى he continues saying, and the Shaykh Rabi'ah رحمه تعالى, he says, as for the people who oppose the Sahaba رضوان الله عليهم, the people of desires and innovations, they rely on their intellects, their corrupt understanding, and they claim by doing so that they're using the language of the Arabs or other than that from the corrupt analogies. The Shaykh of Ta'ala, he says, these are people, they leave off, they forsake the text, they reject the clear text and they follow their intellects, salliyadu billah. And one of the tricks that they use, and it's they use the Arabic language by giving different meanings to that ayah that is other than the true meaning of it, or a hadith. And by doing this, using the Arabic language and their eloquence and the like, they cause the people who don't have knowledge of this correct aqidah, they cause them to fall into a great trial and fitna.
أَمَّا لِلَمَ أَحْمَدْ وَمَنْ سَلَفَهُ مِنَ الصَّحَابَةِ وَالتَّابِعِينَ وَإِمَّةَ الْإِسْلَامِ فَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ الدين الذي يتمسكون به هو كتاب الله سنة رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام، ولا سيما في مجال العقيدة، فهم لا يخرجون عن ذلك إن شاء الله، يخرجون عن ذلك إن شاء الله، وفي ذلك الهدى المستقيم، لأن العقيدة ثوابت لا يخرجون عن الثوابت أبدا.
الشيخ تعالى he read that as Shaykh Rabi' Hafiz Ta'ala says, as for Imam Ahmad rahimahullah and those who preceded him, especially the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Tabi'een and the A'imma of Islam, the religion that they hold and firm to is that of the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially in this field of the creed. They do not go to the right nor to the left when it comes to the application of the correct aqidah, inshallah. He says, and by doing this, they are upon the correct path, the path that is straight and upright. The Shaykh Hafiz Ta'ala, he says, why? Because the Aqidah is firm. The Aqidah has guidelines that they are firm and cannot be changed.
والاقتداء بهم الاقتداء بأصحاب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يعني يأخذون القدوة يعملون مثله وهم القدوة وهم الأسوة ويشير إلى حديث عليكم بسنتي أسوة يعني يأخذون عنهم ويسمعون كلامهم ويتأسون بهم يعني يعملون مثل ما يعملوا بالأدلة من الكتاب والسنة هم الأسوة ويشير إلى الحديث عليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين عضوا عليها بالنواجذ وإياكم ومحدثات الأمور.
Imam Ahmad رحمه الله تعالى, after saying that from the foundation of the Sunnah that a person holds firm to that which the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم were upon, Imam Ahmad says, والاقتداء بهم, taking them and their way as a model to be followed. Shaykh Rabi'ah Hafiz Ta'ala, he says, al-iqtida with the companions of the Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because they are the example for us, they are the role model for us. The Shaykh said, how you do this? By taking from them, listening to their speech, and follow their way in the religion by understanding the correct adilla. Shaykh Rabi'ah says, Imam Ahmad Rahimah Ta'ala, by doing, giving this description here, he's pointing out to the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he says, hold on to my sunnah and the sunnah of the rightly guided Khalifa after me, bite on it with your molar teeth and beware of the newly invented matters.
وكذلك حديث الفرقة الناجية حينما أخبر الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أن هذه الأمة تفترق إلى 73 فرقة كلها في النار إلا واحدة. قالوا من هي؟ قال ما أنا عليه وأصحابي. أن الله سبحانه وتعالى امتحن أمة الإسلام بالتفرق إلى 73 فرقة ليميز الله الخبيث من الطيب, وجعلهم يمتحنون بهذا قضاء كوني لا مناص منه. حيث وعد المسلمين وحدهم على إيه؟ الفرقة الناجية بس ما تجري وأشعري كذا يستمعون, لا صوفي لا يستمع كل سني كله يستمع يترك اعتزال ليبت اعتزال سيب الخوارج سيب القدرية سيب المرجئة وكلامهم وأهواؤهم وأخطاؤهم مخالفاتهم. وعليك بالسنة طريق واحد بس تتعب الأمة, لا تتعد الأمة إلا تحت لواء الكتاب والسنة فقه سلف الأمة. لا كل واحد من إلا واحدة. قال من هي؟ قال ما أنا عليه وأصحابي.
الشيخ تعالى he says, الشيخ ربيعه تعالى he says, likewise the hadith, the other narration that related the saved sects, when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us that this ummah will split into 73 sects, all of them in the hellfire except for one. They say, which one? He says, those who hold on to that which I am upon and my companions. Our beloved Shaykh Hassan al-Hawatahala, he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested this ummah, the ummah of Islam, that they will split. Why? So that Allah will distinguish the pure ones from the filthy ones, those who are upon the truth and those who are upon the path of falsehood. Naam, and this is a decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, qada kawni, that is destinative. There is no escape in this one. He said, some people, they want to unify the Muslims, but the only thing they're going to unify the Muslims if they call to that which this saved sect were upon. As for bringing together a Sufi, Mu'tazili, Khariji, Sunni, Qadari, Murji'i, these are beside the Sunni, these are names of people who are upon the methodology of deviant sects, the Mu'tazila, Sufiya, Khawarij, Qadariya, Murji'i and the like. He says, no, the Sunni cannot unify with these people, can't do this. This is not going to bring strength and unity that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the Ummah. Says, rather you should leave and forsake all of these people who they follow their desires,
and they oppose the fahm and the understanding of the Sahaba radhiyallahu alayhim, and they follow their desires, you leave them alone. The only way and things that will bring the people together is the Sunnah, because the Sunnah has only one path, not many shortcuts and paths. The Sunnah have only one path. What's going to unify the Muslims, the unity that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if they all give much importance to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they apply it in their lives with the understanding of Salaf al-Ummah.
ثم قال أيضا في حديث آخر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تركتكم على البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك. يعني الشريعة واضحة بيضاء ليس فيها غموض وليس فيها صعوبة ليلها كنهارها واضحة لا فيها لف ولا دوران هي صريحة لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك أي لا يخالفها ويهرب منها أو يتركها إلا هالك.
Then the Shaykh, you read the statement of Shaykh Rabi'ah Ta'ala when he brought another hadith that the Prophet ﷺ says, I have left you upon the white path. Its nights resemble its days. Anyone who deviates away from it, except that he will be destroyed. The Shaykh Rabi'ah Ta'ala, he says, this legislation of Al-Islam is clear. That which the Prophet ﷺ have left for us is clear. There is no ambiguity on it. It is not difficult to understand, nor it is difficult to apply. There is no left with the Quran, meaning it is straight to the point. You cannot go from this way and come down, go up, like we say for better terms. No, it is straight. Alhamdulillah, that was the Prophet ﷺ has left us upon.
جزاكم الله خيرا بارك الله فيكم شكر الله لكم عندنا عمل آخر تقبل الله منا مكتبتنا من الإيمان وإن شاء الله فرصة أيام قليلة تحضروا كلكم إن شاء الله وتجيبوا كمان مسلمين وقعدوا برا لحد نطلع الشارع برا عشان المسلمين يكثرون ويعزون ويغتنون فبارك الله جزاكم الله خير بشرى لكم وجوه نظرة متفتحة قلوب متفتحة إن شاء الله تسمع أخير السنة فقه سلف الأمة هذا من آيات الله ما كنا نتصور في هذه البلاد كل هذه الجموع العظيمة دي وجزاكم الله خيرا جزاكم الله فضلا ثبتكم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله
صلى الله عليه وسلم. الشيخ I'm going to translate to you this is good inshallah. The Shaykh he says we're going to stop here because he has another obligation the Shaykh so after this after the Salat he has another obligation Alhamdulillah جزاه الله خيرا he says but hey we incite you to keep coming for these classes barakallahu fikum this beautiful gathering, these beautiful faces. Alhamdulillah, he says the number is beautiful. He says we want you to bring more for the next class in a manner that the person who come late, he won't find a place in the masjid. He will sit in a parking lot. And inshallah, he says, those who come a little bit later, they will sit on the sidewalk, right over there on the streets. He says, we want this to happen. But because if you come and continue to come and learn the sunnah, the proper aqidah, that will bring light to your hearts and to your faces. He says, and we would love to see these beautiful faces coming, alhamdulillah, leaving off whatever they have from their life and to come to listen with us, along all of us, we're listening to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, subhanAllah, I never imagined to come and sit in front of all these numbers, all of these beautiful faces. He says, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, especially in this land here, he says, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us firmness upon the sunnah, ameen. Jazakallah khair.
وانصحوا عشان دي كلمة مهمة. وانصحوا نفسي واخواني. ان سألك واحد من اهل البلد ما هذه الجموع؟ ماذا تقصدون؟ الى ماذا تسيرون؟ ما عرفكم من ذلكم؟ لا، نحن لسنا خوارج. نحن اهل سنة. نقرأ الكتاب والسنة ونعمل في أنفسنا وزوجتنا أولادنا ونرفع عليها الإسلام دون مظاهرات ولا ثورات ولا تخريبات ولا قتل. نحن الناس أمان، أهل أمان وأهل ثقة، تعرف الدين الصحيح لا يدعو إلى هذه الأشياء التي قام بها الخوارج كابن لادن وغيره. خربوا البلاد، سبب الخراب الناس وأمثاله خوارج، هكذا قال أهل العلم، فنحن نسمع معهم بأي حد من الأحوال.
The Shaykh Ta'ala, he said to me, we're going to give a very important advice, and indeed it's very important. He said, I advise myself and you, brothers, and also with his other sisters over there, Alhamdulillah, Zahumullah Khairan. He says, somebody, man, from the people that live in this land, non-Muslims, he may see all these cars in here and people coming in numbers, Alhamdulillah, and he may say, well, what's going on over there? It's people gathering doing what? And they be wondering. Now, explain to them, tell them, don't have to worry about us, man, we're practicing the correct Islam. And we're not upon the way of the Khawarij, those who kill people, destroy properties, and cause harm to innocent people. Now, we learn our religion. This religion that came to us for the creator of the heavens and the earth. This religion that teach us to be good, purify our hearts and polish our souls and the like. This the religion that teach us how to be a good husbands, a good fathers, a good sons and daughters, a good neighbors, a good co-workers and the like. A good citizen, meaning a good member in the community and in the society. Naam, we're not about destroying properties. We're not about killing people. We are people of the truth. And we are people of truthfulness because we get all of these good qualities from our beautiful religion. As for what you guys hear about some Muslims destroying, killing, bombing and all this, like the Khawarij and like what Bin Laden and his followers they do, we got nothing to do with those people. We free ourselves from their actions, and the pure Islam and the correct Islam as well is free from this action, and we're now with them.
وبمعنى اجتماعنا هذا لمصلحة الإسلام ولمصلحة هذه البلاد.
And you tell them, we're gathering here for the purpose of our religion and for the benefit of this country. Naam. By practicing the correct Islam, these communities will benefit as well. Amen. Jazakum Allah khair, Shaykh. Barakallahu feekum wa ahsan Allahu ilaykum. And barakallahu feekum ala husni insatikum. Barakallahu feekum.